The Alaska Board of Game also rejected a proposal last week by Nick Yurko of Juneau to extend the season and increase the bag limit for hunting brown bears in Berners Bay. Staff biologists say the population of 60 brown bears in Berners Bay already has enough hunting pressure on it. They based that finding in part on recent research showing that a Berners Bay bear is not your average bear. John
biologists
Ryan
from the Department of Fish and Game have been putting satellite-linked GPS collars on Berners Bay brown bears for the past 3 years to track their movements. They've also been able to identify individual bears by analyzing the DNA from small samples of fur snagged in specially designed snares. The researchers set up the snares on well-worn bear trails. When a bear walks through the snare, a piece of barbed wire catches a bit of hair. The bear walks away, and the hair eventually gets sent down to a lab in British Columbia for genetic analysis. Putting the GPS and DNA information together, scientists learned that Berners Bay has a genetically unique population of brown bears. The Juneau Ice Field and the city of Juneau keep the bears from mingling their DNA with bears from other areas. And Berners Bay bears don't behave like other brown bears in southeast Alaska. Fish and game biologist Steve Lewis told the Board of Game that the bears mostly stick very close to sea level instead of sometimes heading up high like other coastal bears.
There's almost no use of alpine at all. In fact, they're rarely using up higher than 800 feet in elevation. So they're basically sticking to these river valleys. So that really kind of stuck out initially as a real difference between this population.
Hunters kill about 225 brown bears a year in southeast Alaska, but few are hunted in Berners Bay. Lewis says hunters tend to go after the denser bear populations in other parts of southeast.
Our estimate is 60 bears in all of Berners Bay. On Chichikov, we are finding 55 unique bears using one stream.
The Alaska Department of Transportation funded the bear research as part of its effort to gauge the potential impacts of a highway around the shores of Berners Bay and up Lynn Canal. A Lynn Canal highway would give hunters easier access to the bears' preferred low-elevation habitats. Lewis says current hunting pressures are already a concern to wildlife managers, given the low population of bears in Berners Bay. Fish and game biologists say they'll be considering emergency orders to close Berners Bay to brown bear hunting. In Juneau, I'm John Ryan.